Lord for the small things, like me and her on a porch swing. The summer nights and fireflies on the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world, waking up today. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the hard times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for getting again the times that I took it too far. Gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mom, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. He's my way out today. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Raise up eyes, cause one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that made us dance on this old dirt road. For my baby, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. She's not waking up today. Like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies on the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Today. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, now. Thank you, Lord, for the hard times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for getting again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same. And I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that make us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. He's my way and I'm today. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Raise up eyes, cause one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Raise up eyes, cause one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Hey. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that make us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they change my world.
forward to the small things, like me and her on the porch swing. The summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends. For the songs that make us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for all that it changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the hard times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the time that I could get too far. Gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. He's my way and I'm today. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Raise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Raise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that make us dance on this old dirt road. For my baby, for my girl, for all that it changed my world. She's a winner of the day. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. I need somebody to do something for me this morning. Can somebody find the scripture, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life"? Can you post that for me on the chat room? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Father God, I thank you this morning. I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That is found in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. I want to show you something. That is a very, very important scripture. Now, I need 8 people to post this for me. 8. I need to put this up 8 times. Hold 1 minute. Write this for me. Success in nothing. Write that. Success in nothing. Success in nothing. Thank you, God. Success in nothing. That's one. I need it 8 times. Success in nothing. Okay, how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4. I need it 4 more times. Success in nothing. 3 more times. Success in nothing. One, two, three. Okay. Now, the definition of success in nothing is sin. Right, sin. S-I-N. Right? S-I-N. Success in nothing. That's what sin is. Sin. 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 Success in nothing. I have been trying to, for years, to find something people could equate sin with. Sin equals success in nothing. That is about as simple as you can get it. So now, right, those eight of you, put success in nothing equals sin. Thank you. Or sin equals success in nothing. I don't know how it could get any plainer than that. Sin equals success in nothing. You know, it's simple. You want to know why you blocked? Sin. You know, you want to know why you're not prospering? Sin. You want to know why things don't look as great as they should be? Sin. Sin. Success in nothing. It doesn't get any simpler than that. Sin equals success in nothing. Now, I want to share something with you. Can you believe, just some people on the chat room, I know I can't get the response from the blog talk. Do you believe that sin is a spirit? Yes or no? Do you think success could be, when I say a spirit, I mean spiritual. Do you think success spiritual? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. If you think that success can be spiritual and that success spirit, then what do you think happens when you come into agreement with unsuccessful people? What do you think happens? What do you think happens when you come into agreement with sinful people? No success. It's simple. Who is the spirit of success? Especially if you say you are a Christian believer, your greatest example of success would have to be the finished work of the cross. Jesus succeeded in what God sent him here to do. So therefore, the Bible says in Jesus there was no what? Sin. And Jesus became the propitiation for our sins. So then, Jesus said, confess your sins, repent, and move out of unsuccess into success. Is that complicated? I'm serious. Is that complicated? You want to be successful? Do what Jesus say do. Repent of your sins. Change. Do you think, do you understand when I talk to you, I'm talking Bible. I see now, if you watch this chat room, you'll see Jessica and you'll see Jennifer posting the scriptures because I talk Bible. If you don't know the Bible, you don't know what I'm saying half the time. But if you know the Bible, you can track almost every conversation I have through the Bible. Because I talk Bible. I talk Bible language. And the Bible does have a language. Because you are a citizen of a new country on earth, the kingdom of God. You should have, and you should be talking in your new language, Bible language. Because you are supposed to be a new creation in Christ. Recreated, reborn, reestablished. And if you live, the Bible says, for him we live and move and have our being. Talking about Jesus. So if you living and moving and having your being in him, then the words that you hear should be bringing life to you. Life. I'm speaking a language of life to you every day. And every day you should be living that life more and more and better and better. Because as sin drops off of you, and as you come out of sin, you coming into that new life. The Bible talks about the newness of life. And that's what you should be living in. What's that angel say? Free, filled, and flowing. You remember that? Free, filled, and flowing. Free by the life of God, filled with the life of God, and flowing in the life of God. Did you ever pay attention how I talk? Because Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. So every morning when you get up, you should receive through your ear gate a new measure of that newness of life. Yesterday, Jesslyn from Texas sent me a text. And the text said, I don't know if you know about this yet, Sister Erica. No, he said Dr. Erica. Because he's always respectful. And I looked at it, and you know what it said? Listen to what it said. It said, it was the Atlanta News. It said, Pastor stabbed to death in DeKalb County, Georgia, which is right down the road by man she was trying to help. And then it went on to say the man was, I think, 27 or 37. I don't know. But I looked at the face of the lady, pastor, that was killed. And I saw a lust demon looking right back out at me. Because she looked to be about in her 60s. Then the article said that she was killed, most probably. You know, they're still doing the forensics. In his house. Then taken in a van, I guess, because that's, it said she was stabbed repeatedly, and then he set her on fire. And then he dumped the body and left it in a van, and then he left. So she was stabbed, set on fire, and left, abandoned in a van. It's in the paper. It's new. It happened. Well, it was reported yesterday. This was yesterday. And so I said to myself, I said, boy, this is terrible. But then I said to myself, what would have made her trust him like that? And what caused that murdering demon to raise up in her, I mean in him, to kill her? And the whole thing boiled down to sin, success in nothing. And she was with I think it said United Methodist minister. Number one, she ain't had no business alone with him. What would make her trust him like that, knowing there's a devil on the loose? Lust. Well, we'll see. It's going to come out. Jessica just posted the newspaper. I mean, what is that? I don't know, probably TV. Stabbed to death, set on fire, and her body left abandoned in a van. He's in jail. They arrested him, got his picture plastered all up. And you know what? Satan, who is behind this, is glorying this morning. This lady was offered as a sacrifice without her even knowing it. And remember, I just said it more than one time, that if a witch can kill a Christian or take a Christian out, witch, Satanist, whatever, they are under the dominion of the devil, then that person is going to hell. Now, if he kidnapped her or something, the bottom line is God has an order. I'm going to teach on it. I got so many things to teach, and this is my time. I'm finishing up the books. I'm going to teach. I'm getting these subjects in order. I'm going to teach on. She never should have been with him without a man with her. Never. God has an order. This whole thing stinks of humiliation, of hurting God's heart. Who is behind this? Who is behind this? Satan is, brothers and sisters. Somebody got out of God's order or got out of line, out of line alignment with God's order. How I get in all of this Newsweek? How I get in all that? Oh, they're going to blow it up. And the truth is going to come out, whatever that is. But the truth has already been exposed. Satan took out one of God's own. But what door was open? What door? Because you see, a door had to have been open in order for this to happen. Because the devil can't kill Christ. The devil can't kill God. And the devil can't kill you if Christ and Jesus and God and his Holy Spirit are alive in you. If the hedge, I was just going to say it, Jennifer, Ecclesiastes 10 and 8, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh a hedge, a serpent will bite him. That's why God said he sought for a man that would stand in the hedge and make up the gap. He sought for a man, but the scriptures say he found none. What was she doing helping him at his house that she couldn't have helped him at the church? I see Satan here. What you see? I see Satan at work and alive, and he done ruined the lives of, he killed a preacher and the murderer most likely will, unless they can prove, well, there's no, I mean, this is insane. But you see, the devil hasn't just gone crazy. What the devil is trying to do now is make everybody crazy that he can. Because crazy can very well equal demon possession. You see, we're not fighting with flesh and blood. We're fighting a spiritual battle. We are fighting a spiritual battle. You fighting against something that is invisible to the natural eye, but only made visible through the eyes of Christ, your spiritual eyes. This is sad. This is sad. Not only has the devil killed the preacher, but guess what? A part of her family. A part of her family is going to be compartmentalized and fragmented. You know what's going to fragment them? Why? She loved God. She served God. Then they're going to try to make a martyr. She died in the service of God. She did. But I guarantee you, if you could dig deep enough, if you could just see what led her to the point that Satan could take her life. I don't know, Wes, could be. But I know one thing, it ain't over. That demon that caused that has been empowered. It ain't over. Some serious prayer got to be made. And I'm not talking about a funeral procession. Some serious prayer got to be made. You know the sad part? That's down there in the middle of a whole lot of African-American churches. Where were they? I know where they were. Too busy collecting the offering. But the big offering, this lady's life, was made a sacrifice to the devil. Right now, there's some activity going on in the spirit realm. God, I pray. Don't let this lady's life be in vain. Remember when I first came on there and I told you when George Floyd died and his brother came and sat in the spot and I told you I saw that spirit go into the brother? Remember that? Understand something. Demons don't die. You got that? Demons don't die. They just look for another body. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this morning, we bind up the area, the airways. We bind up any and all demonic transference. We bind up and stop right now the witches, the hoodoo workers, the voodoo workers that are going to go to that spot, and you know what they're going to do, God. We bind that up now in the name of Jesus. We bind up those lingering demons at the house where this transgression took place. We break the power of iniquity right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up all Jezebelic spirits that would have been unloose through that death, through that sacrifice. And we break the power off that United Methodist Church. And God, they know what happened when their leadership made the votes and the decisions they made 2 years ago. This was 2 years in the making. More than that, actually. God, your word says that vengeance is yours. You shall recompense. I'm asking you for recompense to that lady. No matter how, whatever. Lord God, help the church. Help her family. Help the people that loved her. Because, God, this man did not just sin against. He sinned against you. He sinned against everybody in her family line and his family line. The familiar spirits, God, we cut them off. And ask you for salvation. and deliverance and healing. And Lord, there are other ministers that have undergone the same thing, but sometimes you just don't, you're just not aware of it. I'm asking you this morning for help for all the victims of violent crimes. Lord God, we know that that man, and that's not too far from that area where that other man went in and killed all those other sinners that were in that massage parlor. Killed them, shot them up. Sin. Success in nothing. Brothers and sisters, I'm glad. I'm so happy that God has so many of you ministering to your own family line. I'm glad that some of you said no to the devil and said yes to God's plan of salvation, because God said you would be saved and your whole household would be saved. And I'm glad to know you as fellow workers and co-workers in Christ that have taken up the mission to save your family, to save your family members, to reach them, and to touch them with the love of God. With the love of God. Somebody did not touch that pastor. Somebody did not reach that pastor to tell her and explain to her what demon-possessed people do and how demon-possessed people work. Somebody didn't tell her that Satan was alive and well and harming God's people in 2022. Somebody didn't tell her yes it is, Wes, yes it is. And if you, knowing what you know about God, knowing what you know about his power in demonstration, if you aren't doing something to prevent this, what God say? Woe unto the pastors. Fail. Woe unto the pastors that fail. To do what? Guard the sheep. You see what I tell you? It's not about you. But it is about the fact that God chose you with and has given you a mandate. I can remember I told somebody that one time, and they actually laughed. they laughed right in my face. But that you know, that happens to me all the time. So you know, I'm just kind of used to it. You don't ever really get used to it, but you know. But brothers and sisters, you think God has given you all this knowledge, all this wisdom, You think God has given you all this understanding? It's to prevent stuff like this. Do you think God has given you all this anointing? It's to it's so that he can have kingdom reign upon this earth. And he has that through you and me. Jessica just posted in the chat room, the pastor was a native of Chicago. She has spent the last 30 years in Metro Atlanta after earning a degree at Emory University. Oh my God. And it was her husband that found her. That's just one that made the news. Remember I was talking about? The Bible says, this is what the Bible says. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? You know, I wonder if, I think I saw Juliet on here. Juliet, you still on here? I need you to bear witness to something. If you still on here, Juliet, I see you in, up here. Can you sign on at the bottom? Let me know you're still on here. You see, brothers and sisters, what I'm noticing now about every, looks like it's about every 5 or 6 years, four, five, six, I don't know. Juliet, are you still on here? Because see, you'll remember what I'm getting ready to say. About every 5 or 6 years, something like that, I get hit, witches come against me real hard. When I was on, ask her, she says she can't post on Spreaker, but she is on here. Can you call in the Blog Talk Radio or no? But you will remember what I'm getting ready to say. And you're the only one, okay, call on Blog Talk, press 1. Okay, we'll find out what's wrong with this thing. Okay, dial in the Blog Talk, press 1. About every sometimes it's more frequent, sometimes it's less. But Juliet will remember this. Cause this happened right around the time I first met Juliet. And I met Juliet through when I was regularly on Omega Man Radio. You see, Satan is cunning. The Bible says that. And he's subtle. And he's very crafty. What's your last 4? Did you press 1? I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. And this is something, maybe this will be a lesson. It'll help y'all too in your walk. It must be a lot of people on the Blog Talk because I can't even see you, Juliet. Let me try it again. You're not on the spirit side sub. You. Jessica, can you bring Juliet in through your phone? Because I really need her to attest to something. And this is going to help some of you. And I'm a living witness. And I want Juliet, because she's the only one on here that can attest to this, if she remembers. Thank you, Lord. I can't see you. Oh, okay. Now I can. Okay. Juliet, say good morning. Okay.
Good morning. God bless you.
Bless you too. You're the only one on here that was on here. Do you remember when the witches came, and attacked me, where God sent the witches from Australia? Do you remember that?
Yes, I was the one who saw everything and told Shannon.
Yes, God, brother.
I didn't know you that well, but I did thank you because the Holy Spirit gave witness to me that it was a lie.
Brothers and sisters, about every 5-8 years, the devil will send a bunch of witches, or in this case, it was 2 witches. From Australia, came to my house, watched, if you go on YouTube and you see Seth, S-E-T-H, Seth Deliverance. Seth was a young man that was bound by a guru. He took on the personality of a guru. And that's when God had also sent that other young man who had a doll in his closet, and the doll looked just like him. And they came to the healing home. And this lady, and as a matter of fact, I mean, Satan tried to hit me hard, because right after that, the next witches the devil sent was from, of all places, where is John Hagee Church at? San Antonio, Texas.
Yes.
She was a big witch. You remember that lady that come out the sex trafficking?
Yes.
See, Juliet is the only one on here, and I didn't even know Juliet, but God raised Juliet up to talk to Shannon and open Shannon's eyes about these witches. Now, if you got something to do from God, that he got to send some witches, because wasn't no witch strong enough, they felt, to take me out. So they recruited some from Australia, and then they recruited a high-level witch from San Antonio, Texas. Brothers and sisters, witches ain't your problem. Witches ain't your problem. Your problem is Satan. Your problem is Lucifer. Your problem is the devil. And your problem is demons. But the devil, because God honors people, the devil will use people. And the devil will use a person. And I'm talking about the persons that he always tries to use against me are people that have rallying power, people that have money power. But let me tell you something. If a witch can take you out, you go into hell anyway. And you was bound for hell anyway, because you know what? Something and some part of you is not delivered. It's not saved. And only you. It ain't no person. if God has sent people from other countries to destroy this ministry. Juliet, I never thanked you for that. I need to thank you right now.
I love you.
I love you too. You know I do. I love you too.
I know.
But brothers and sisters, God has people ready to stand in your defense. People in him. You ain't even got to know him. I didn't even, that's when I first met Juliet. She defended me in Christ Jesus. I didn't know her from nobody. I know her now, and I've been knowing her for years now. No devil. No demon. And especially no witches have enough power to take you out if you're in Christ Jesus. I say if you in Christ Jesus. I said if you're in Christ Jesus. There's a whole big spiritual realm. And God can speak to whomever, however, whenever, and as often as needed on your behalf. I know he did it for me. And he's done it for me time after time. That's why I tell, you know, I say, don't waste your time talking about me behind my back. It'll come to nothing. Don't waste your time trying to set up a campaign against this ministry. It'll come to nothing. But what'll happen, those witches are no longer even in Christ. What happened? Sin, which is success in nothing, flipped back on them. When they tried to dig a pit and a hole for me, they fell in it. The witch that came from up from San Antonio tried to go back to John Hagee Ministry and be somebody, and they wound up putting her out the church. Out. Surely your own sins shall come upon you. Anything else you want to say, Juliet?
I just want to say thank you, Lord, because he's always faithful and he sees beyond. And there's a proverb. I don't know exactly where is it, but it says, like, when your ways are pleasing God, even our enemy, he put it in peace with you. Like, I know they try to attack you. They discredit your name and everything, but the Lord defended you. The Lord always have a backup for all of us. And he always come, and sooner or later, the truth comes out, and he just vindicates your name, and he did. And I praise God for that.
And I praise God for that, too. And thank you, Juliet. And so you're the only one on here that could attest to that, because it ain't nobody else on here that was on here when that happened, about that time. Mm-hmm. About that time.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. I love you, Juliet.
I love you, too. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye. Brothers and sisters, I'm not playing. I'm not playing. A lot of people, if I could name even a third of the people that have passed through here, just for info, just for knowledge and understanding, it would be a long list. And it would be even longer, those who have come here and got delivered under the cover of night and darkness and don't want nobody to know. Let me tell you something. The battle has escalated. The Bible says, like, in the last days, this was going to happen and that was going to happen. But the thing he said, perilous times. He said, perilous times in the last day. It's time out for playing. I'm not the one for you to play with, you know, trying to I ain't the one. Because, number one, I don't like scandals. I don't like mess. I don't like that stuff. I get away from it like the plague, like the cancer it is. It brings nothing but death and devastation and destruction. And to tell you the truth, sometimes you can't avoid it. Sometimes you can't avoid it. Sometimes you have to wait and let the Lord handle it and see what he's going to do. Because he is our rescue. He will fight for you if he got to send somebody you don't even know. And that has happened to me time after time after time. That's why it is fruitless to argue with a demon. It is fruitless. Demons love, post this in that chat room, distraction. Demons love distraction. Anything they can make up, think up to keep you from going up in Christ, they're going to do it. Demons love, and it's all to distract you from your destiny in Christ. It's all to distract you, you know what? From the blessings and the benefits that God has for you. Remember that story? You remember the story over there in First Kings, I think, yeah. In First Kings, it said that Naboth, he was a Jezreelite. He had a vineyard. And it was near the palace of King Ahab of Samaria. Now, Ahab went to Naboth and he said, "Give me your vineyard that I may have it for a garden of herbs." Listen to this carefully. "Because it's close to my house. Give me your vineyard and I'm going to give you a better vineyard. Or if you don't want a better vineyard, I'll give you the money." Now, Naboth said to Ahab, this is what he said. Now, listen carefully. He said, "The Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto you." You see, King Ahab flat out already become a wizard. He was a wizard, and he became a wizard because the Bible says two become one when they marry. So Ahab was already a wizard because he had married Jezebel, who was a witch. And it was his witch wife that was controlling all of Ahab's activities. In fact, so much so that that havoc that Jezebel did to Israel can still be felt today. Remember her? She moved in 850 prophets of Balaam, along with the goddess Asherah. Remember Jezebel? She was the same one that threatened Elijah after he had killed 450 of them, but it was still 350 left of Asherah. You see, Jezebel manipulated the life of the king, and she got the king in trouble with God. Now, Ahab was an Israelite king. And being an Israelite king, he knew already. He knew before he asked Naboth. He knew it was against the law to give out the inheritance of your forefathers. Nevertheless, he went to Naboth and he asked him for his vineyard because to becoming one, his corrupt witch wife, worshiper of Baal, had already integrated with his soul to the point that he was even going to violate one of God's laws because of one reason. What was the reason? Greed and entitlement. He felt like being the king, he was entitled. He knew the law. It was against the law. It was against the natural law and God's law to give away the inheritance of your forefathers. Naboth said, in essence, to King Ahab, no, I might be poor. There may be no money. But God forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my forefathers, even if you are the highest king in the land. God forbid that I should hand it over to you. Are you getting it? Are you hearing with your spiritual ears? You see, I want to tell you something. Apart from your own personal life, the most precious gift, the most precious thing that you have is your salvation. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ humbled himself and allowed himself to be put in a ridiculous position in order to redeem you and I and show us the way of life. He humbled himself. He was arrested like a common criminal. They came with sticks and clubs and lanterns to locate the very man, God, Son of God, Son of Man, that had come to help them. They bound him up eventually, and they beat him with the cat of nine tails. But you know what? Prior to that, the very people he came to save had pulled his beard out, ridiculed him, spit in his face. Brothers and sisters, the very people he came to save. And eventually, he had to listen to this. You trust in God, let him come and deliver you. My message to you this morning, you do trust in God. Don't give away your inheritance. Don't compromise one inch. Not one inch of what God has invested in you. It ain't worth it. Because the wages of sin, success in nothing, results in death.
No, I won't fear. No, I won't worry. I know you're here. So who can bring me down? You never leave. You don't forget me. You're listening, even when I don't make a sound. Never been perfect. Oh, 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 there's nothing I can do to deserve it. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. Though my brokenness has seen some days, your mercy is still brand new. It's good to be loved by you. So good to be loved by you. It don't run out. It's never ending. It goes as far as the east is from the west. Oh, 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 though I've never found the words to explain it. Oh, 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 cause there's nothing in the world so amazing. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. Though my brokenness has seen some days, your mercy's still brand new. It's good to be loved by you. So good to be loved by you. Yeah, yeah, it's good to be loved by you. Oh, how deep, how wide. How long, how high, all day, all night, it's good to be loved by you. How deep, how wide, how long, all day, all night, it's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. Though my brokenness has seen some days, your mercy is still brand new. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. Your faithfulness will never fail. You'll always see me through. Yes, you will. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you.
Like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for all that it changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, now.
Thank you, Lord, for the hard time, for lighting the way in the dark time, for pulling me in, for getting again, the time that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same. And I don't say thank you enough for my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that made us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Even weighing up today, yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord. I just wanna say thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Praise up, I know one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise up, eyes closed.
just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends. For it's all that made us dance on this old dirt road. For my baby, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. She's not waking up today.
Jesus is my life.
Jesus is my life.
God, I'm done.